We have just been listening to Harriet Myers, President Bush's choice to be the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Harriet Myers is currently the White House counsel. If confirmed, she will fill the vacancy left by retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And I'm joined in the studio by NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. And Nina, the question of the hour, I guess, the big question, who is she?
Well, Harriet Myers is the president's counsel at the White House. She's 60 years old. She was the first female partner in a major Texas law firm and the first woman to serve as president of the Dallas Bar Association and the first woman president of the State Bar of Texas. She was the co-managing partner of her law firm, which was a 400-member law firm. She first met President Bush in Texas in the early 1980s when he was not an elected official. She joined his 1994 gubernatorial campaign as counsel and later represented him in a title dispute. He rewarded her by giving her the high-impact job of cleaning up the scandal-ridden Texas Lottery Commission, which you just heard him refer to. Then the first job she had at the White House was a staff secretary, responsible basically for reviewing every single piece of paper that crosses the president's desk. And when Alberto Gonzalez moved over to become attorney general in the second Bush administration after the 2004 election, Harriet Myers became counsel to the president, and she also became the sort of point person on that fight over judicial nominees to the lower courts and the threatened nuclear option. When she became counsel, interesting, she's very shy, apparently. Some people call her a loner. She's unmarried, has no children. And when she became counsel, she didn't go up to Capitol Hill to pay a courtesy visit on the ranking Democrat, Senator Patrick Leahy, and the Democrats apparently were somewhat miffed. So she made the trek up there. But very little is known about her. My suspicion is that the conservative wing of the president's party will not be thrilled with this nomination. On the other hand, they don't really know why they shouldn't be thrilled, because they don't know very much about her. And that's going to be the same problem for the Democrats.
I was going to say, is that why, though, that there not so much is known about her?
Well, one can never be sure why. I think that their list of women possibilities for the court was pretty thin in terms of qualifications. And the ones who were the most qualified were going to provide them the most problems, were the most controversial. And therefore, the president turned to somebody he knew. Harriet Myers apparently gets to the White House at 4 and 5 in the morning sometimes, leaves at 10 o'clock at night. She's a workaholic. This is very much what happened when he put Vice President Cheney in charge of finding him a vice presidential candidate. And the same thing seems to have happened with Harriet Myers. Now, this comes at a different time. You are bound to hear the cronyism charge from this, because we're at a time when some of the president's appointments and friends from campaigns and from Texas are in some difficulty around the government. So this is likely to be something it's a word you're going to hear anyway.
Sitting here looking at the White House biography of Harriet Myers, just the sketch of her background, she's been a corporate lawyer, headed a huge law firm. She's headed the Texas Bar Association, but never been a judge. And the president made mention of that.
Well, you know, there are lots and lots of people who have never been judges before and became judges. And if I'm wrong, there'll be 50 million people
writing you and telling
me differently. I'm not sure that Oliver Wendell Holmes was a judge before he was on the court. Some of the great justices of modern times, Robert Jackson, who everybody cites in the more recent confirmation hearings, Robert Jackson had never been a judge. He'd been attorney general and solicitor general, but he'd never been a judge. As the president mentioned, Chief Justice Rehnquist had never been a judge when he came to the court. This is hard. It's a modern phenomenon that people are promoted from lower courts to become judges. In our history, more often they have not been judges.
Nina, thanks. We will continue this conversation with you and others about the nomination of Harriet Myers, White House counsel, President Bush's nominee to the United States Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And again, stay tuned. We will continue with our special coverage of the new nominee. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.